Support for WXXI Digital Media comes from our members and from Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle, proud sponsor of the WXXI Business Report. Tompkins Bank of Cast Isle is a local community bank providing financial services to Western New York since 1869. More online at bankofcastisle.com.
Time for our weekly WXXI Business Report with News Director Randy Gorman here. Good morning, Randy. Today, talking about quantum science and a new study focusing on some local college graduates.
Yes, Beth. In fact, recently I watched a special on Nova on PBS about quantum mechanics, and I got to tell you, I didn't understand a lot of it, but it is a fascinating subject. So there, coincidentally, is an international conference going on later this week at RIT. It involves quantum science and technology. It's expected to draw more than 100 leading scientists and engineers from the public and private sectors. Don Feiger is a professor in the College of Science. He's an organizer of this conference. He says that quantum technology is something that has a lot of promise in designing computers that are many times faster than our current computers.
Most of our encryption codes that protect military secrets and banking information are based on the notion that a classical computer would take so long to break the code that it would be impractical. So if we have a quantum computer that could break the code easily and quickly, then we better be the ones who create the first quantum computers.
Now, Feiger says there's also promise in terms of positive impact to the local economy from this kind of technology. That is, if we can attract more startup companies that are trying to leverage this quantum technology. Xerox says its global imaging systems unit has been rebranded as Xerox Business Solutions. The company says it's part of an effort to better serve the small to medium-sized business market with a more client-centric, integrated approach across the company. Xerox Business Solutions sells and services document management systems, including printers, software solutions, and other services. Monroe Community College is out with a new study that it says shows getting a degree or a certificate in various kinds of career programs, things like electrical or mechanical engineering, tooling and machining, construction, and automotive technologies, can pay off in terms of salaries. The study shows that 5 years after getting their degree or certificate in a career program and assuming that they get a job in an industry aligned to that degree, many MCC grads are earning a median salary, which is very competitive, they say, with their career group. In fact, they say their graduates in New York State are earning a median hourly wage on par with someone in the same field in this region who is in the middle of their career. One reason may be the need for those kinds of workers. We often hear from companies in the technical and advanced manufacturing areas locally who are always telling us they need more employees with this kind of training. And MCC Vice President Todd Oldham says the college does try to align its programs accordingly.
We don't have enough of these workers that are being trained in the region. There's definitely need, and they pay well, and so it points to focusing our attention on having a stronger pipeline of students that can become these workers, and that therefore we have more individuals and more of the population that's aware that these opportunities exist.
MCC officials say in some cases, within 5 years of earning their degree or certificate, the MCC grads in technical career fields are earning nearly as much as the average wage of those who have bachelor's degrees. RG&E and NYSEG, both divisions of Avangrid, completing 4 energy storage pilot projects. They say the initiative will test electric distribution systems and new technologies and the capability to store energy. The projects include fast chargers for electric vehicles on Scottsville Road, some commercial customers using energy storage systems in Tompkins County in the Ithaca area as well, and a battery storage system at an RG&E substation. And it looks like Sears will live on in some fashion, at least for now. The company's chairman and largest shareholder, Eddie Lampert, apparently winning a bankruptcy auction for Sears. This is according to various reports. According to these reports, he wants to keep open around 400 stores, but we have no indication that would involve the local store, the one at Marketplace, the last Sears in this area, which is still slated to close on March 26th. And just a reminder, of course, today a Martin Luther King Jr. holiday, and Wall Street markets in the U.S. are closed. I'm Randy Gorman, WXXI News.